It's Tuesday, September 29th, 2009, and you're listening to The Apple Juice Show. If you're interested in sponsoring The Apple Juice Show, please email sales@applejuiceshow.com. Hello and welcome to the 47th episode of The Apple Juice Show. I'm George Drage, host and producer of the show. You can find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. Today we have a very special guest. I've been actually waiting. If you guys know who Jordan Drake is, his co-host from Digital Life Radio, Jake Brown.
Hey, everybody.
How are you, Jake?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm still trying to get your name together. They keep calling you Jordan. But I'm doing great. I'm happy. Today's like Christmas. Boxcar 2.0. I don't think I've ever talked about that application, but it does Twitter push notifications, and it also, just as of today, does Facebook notifications, so which is great.
Okay, so that's a new thing with the version 2.0.
Yeah, it's new in this Boxcar 2.0. You I believe you use it. Jake, don't you?
Well, here's what happened. I saw your post on Twitter or Facebook or wherever it was, and I checked it out. I've never actually used it before, but I got it, and I did activate the Facebook. But you have to pay an additional 99 cents to use the Facebook thing. I thought that was kind of weird. I figured everything would be included after paying $3 for the application in the first place.
Well, what happened was at the price I bought it, it just came with Twitter notifications. And then you would have the choice of, when you buy the application, you have a choice of having one free one, and then you could have, you know, the rest. Because basically, since I already had Twitter, I had Twitter as my push notification. Then I bought 99 cents. I bought Facebook. And then I'm actually thinking about buying an email notification one. And for, you know, my most important email, just having that push to my phone. So I'll get a thing saying, you know, hey, you've received a message from, you know, Jake Brown, and then the subject's like interview and what time we're having the interview.
So what you're saying is that the price you pay at first only covers one push notification.
Yes. Yeah.
And then for every other service, in addition to that, you got to pay another 99 cents.
Yes.
I didn't read anything. I just hit buy now and just went with it.
Well, that's a good thing you're on the show today. So, another thing that pretty exciting was MMS, multimedia messaging. Because, you know, I've been tweeting this for the past week that, you know, multimedia messaging was coming out. And MMS, I use MMS all the time. And then someone's on comments on my Facebook from school, and they're like, picture messaging. I was like, yes, picture messaging. People just get the picture. It's MMS, multimedia messaging. It's not picture messaging, because multimedia messaging means, I mean, now with the iPhone, we can send, have you seen that you can send voice clips from the voice notes application?
No, I haven't tried that yet.
You can send that. You can send a contact via text message. So if I didn't have Jordan's phone number, you could, you know, text me, and it would come, and I would just click on it and it would go right into my contacts, which is great. I love that part. As well as video, we can send video. And do you think I haven't tried multiple pictures in a text message.
Yeah, I doubt that would work. I doubt it. But I haven't tried it.
I'll have to try that later. It's two great things came out today.
And video, I haven't tried video. Oh wait, no, I did try video. I sent a short video to my to one of my friends here, and he got it.
Billy sent me a video, and I got it. And actually, he sent it to me an email yesterday, but I got it today in video by a text message. So I was happy. Here's my idea.
What I want to know is, why has it taken so long for Apple to add these things, or AT&T, or whoever's holding
It's AT&T because they had to make sure their network was stable enough for everybody on the iPhones, because they have, I don't know how many millions of iPhones out there, you know, today in the U.S. And I mean, for everybody to send MMS, it's going to, you know, drop their network down to, you know, very, very slow. Like, we wouldn't even have, like, 3G probably wouldn't even exist. Like, if the iPhone came out with MMS, I don't think it would have had, you know, it would have never got to 3G. So, you know, AT&T prepared their network so that, you know, you can send video, you can send pictures, contacts, voice memos, and everything like that over MMS with the iPhone. So, I mean, I didn't really care. Like, I like the iPhone for what it is right now. I mean, I didn't really care about the MMS until, you know, we just got it today. So,
Here's what I'm saying, though, is why does it take so long for anything to reach the iPhone? Like, even, you know, like the iTunes store, you used to have to be on a Wi-Fi network in order to download anything or do anything. Why couldn't they have released the ability to send a contact card by text message or have some kind of – or email a contact card as long as you're on the Wi-Fi?
That's a good question.
Like, everything takes forever. Like, did you have the original iPhone, the Edge?
I've had all three iPhones. So,
okay. I didn't have the 3GS. Skip from the Edge to the 3GS.
I had the Edge, and I liked the form factor of the Edge. I mean, I would have kept it, but I did give it away. As I said in one of my, early podcasts, I gave it away to a cousin of mine in Europe when I was there this summer.
Right. So, but remember back when you had the Edge, like software version one or firmware version one where there were no third party apps, there was nothing. Yeah, it's just real basic.
I mean, I can't believe, you know, having that today where, I mean, there's only like, you know, a couple applications on there
and at that point, it was like all the time I was looking forward to third party apps, cut, copy and paste. And now finally MMS, I feel like we finally arrived with the iPhone. Like, what else could I ask for now at this point, except 3G service in my area?
Video conferencing.
But that's AT&T.
Video conferencing. I think that we could see that in the future, but that's
you really
not.
Think they could add? So they would have to add another camera then.
Well, they would, but they could also use the one on the back. I want to see quick live streaming in the app store. Like, we could have Ustream, quick.
Well, there is a Ustream app.
Well, there is a Ustream app, but the Ustream app is you have to record it and then upload it.
Like, okay, so it's not live.
What? No, it's not live. But I talked about this that when I got my iPhone 3GS, my iPhone 3G, the night before, I got an email, or a couple of nights before, I got an email saying, you know, George, we want you to beta test our Ustream broadcaster application where I could literally broadcast Ustream. Like audio, video, and broadcast it live. So you could go to, you know, ustream.tv/channel/gdrage, and you could see me streaming live. Like, you know, everyone knows what Quick is. So
yeah,
it would be the same thing, but Ustream. And the quality, not to say it was not bad. It was not bad at all. I was impressed. I might put a link to one of the videos that I recorded. It was not bad at all. I was testing it the whole night before, and that night I did not sleep. I was playing with that application. And I streamed while I was at the store getting my iPhone 3GS. But when I got my iPhone 3GS, I got a new UDID. So I had to send it to them, but they never, you know, they said that they never were, the woman was fired. And so she never really got my emails. But,
was she fired?
Long story about that. But, I don't know why she was fired, but I mean, I just sent her an email with my UDID, and then she replied saying that the 3GS, they were working on it, never replied to me. So,
yeah. You know, I feel like I was saying before, I feel like we finally arrived with the iPhone. Like, everything is in there that I could possibly ask for. Video conferencing is awesome and all, but I don't care enough about video conferencing. Yeah, I really cared about MMS because all my other friends on their little, you know, crappy Razer phones were able to send picture messages, and I wasn't. With my iPhone 3GS, I wasn't able to send pictures.
Not all my friends have crappy phones. All my friends at my school have iPhones. So everybody was like, George,
MMS today. Okay.
Like, I can tell you there's about 200 something kids in my whole high school, which is pretty small. It's a Christian school. And I think probably 100 out of that 200 probably have iPhones.
You know what? There's probably, where I live, Boone, North Carolina, back out here in this rural town, there's probably maybe 5 people, maybe 10 at most, that I've ever met.
You and Jordan, I can say
me
that.
And
right now.
Me and Jordan are amongst them. So 8. So 8 other people with iPhones. It's ridiculous.
Well, I can see you guys are in the middle of nowhere where AT&T has crappy, very, very crappy coverage.
So, yeah. Well, we get perfect coverage for phone, but no 3GS. There's no 3G.
No 3G.
There's no 3G service.
Well, I can tell you that I've gone to North Carolina a couple times, and for me, the only cell provider that works in North Carolina where we go, and most of the places in North Carolina we go, is Verizon. Verizon's the best coverage company out there in North Carolina.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, that's one of the big reasons that I'm so angry at AT&T is not only is one, there's no 3G in my area, but I'm paying extra money for 3G service on my iPhone plan. You can't get a normal Edge plan. You're forced to pay for 3G service if you have the iPhone 3GS. So I'm paying $30 for my my phone plan or for phone calls, and I'm only getting like 450 minutes a month. And then I'm getting another $30 is going toward the 3G service and the data, unlimited data access. And then another $15 going for 1,500 text messages and now MMS messages. I was actually about to cancel my text plan just to save money on the bill. Now that the MMS came out, I don't know if I'm going to do that because it's so awesome, but it's ridiculous. I feel like if I'm not using 3G, I shouldn't have to pay for 3G. Just the way AT&T is set up, though, and that's why I think so many people can't stand AT&T.
Now, this, my friend, is what's going to help your life a lot better. The AT&T's 3G microcell.
Microcell. Oh yeah, I've heard about that.
And you know what? It's starting. They're beta testing right now in North Carolina, which is
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina. So, we didn't release an episode last week, but AT&T 3G microcell. Basically, it's like a router you put in your house. Increased strength, signal strength, unlimited talk time. There's prices are right now. We do know the prices. $20 is you get $20 a month.
Aren't they saying it's like $150 for the device?
$150 for the device, and then I think you pay $20 a month, and
for
you get
unlimited.
Like while you're in your house, 5,000 feet around this device, you can call, and you would have unlimited minutes.
5,000. How long is that? How much is 5,000 feet? I can't do the head math. How many football fields are we talking?
I don't know. I'm not a football fan, so I don't really know.
5,000 feet. That's still okay. So basically,
just around your house. I would presume, you know.
Okay. Well, that still doesn't help me though. It doesn't help because I have Wi-Fi in my house.
Yeah. I mean, I see that's why I don't understand. Why are they going to make this when someone has already Wi-Fi in their house? I mean, they don't need 3G with Wi-Fi at the same time.
Well, if you don't have I don't know, it doesn't make sense. Maybe if you have a phone that doesn't have Wi-Fi but does have 3G service, like some other phone other than the iPhone, maybe it would help. Maybe it would definitely help if you do that unlimited talk time thing and pay the $20 a month. That would definitely help because then you're getting then you're getting perfect signal strength in your house, and you're also able to talk for unlimited time.
I would see this going to people that have no home phone, because they would be, you know, they wouldn't have a home phone, but they would save because they would pay $20 more, like they would be paying for a home phone and like talk all they want from their cell phone in their house.
It's a great idea, but it still doesn't help me when I'm driving in my car going to class or something around town. And I still don't have 3G service. That's
why you need a Verizon Wi-Fi. I want one. I want one, and I probably will buy one. Officially, I want to mention this. Officially, I have recording this on Friday, September 25th. I purchased my 2010 South by Southwest tickets. So I am going. Mentioning that, we'll probably do a live podcast from there or something like that. But I want to mention something here. It was pretty funny. Before the show even started, Jordan has the recording. We'll put this into the end. That Jordan never knew about the usage future on the iPhone 3GS. I'm surprised, Jordan. I'm surprised out of all people.
Wait a second. Are you talking to Jordan or Jake?
Because Jake, I'm talking to Jake
on the show right now.
Because Jordan, I don't know where Jordan is, but Jake, I'm surprised that Jake didn't even know this existed. And I think I told Jordan about it. Can't believe he didn't tell you.
I don't think I've seen it on his phone.
But the one is pretty funny, people. The one way he found out was by me sending him a picture of my screen through MMS, which is something we so you found out something today that happened today.
I have learned a new
through
thing.
Something, yeah.
I thought I knew everything about the iPhone. I was wrong. Found out something else.
Take a break from all this news and talk about this really cool website called First and 20. It's a collection of iPhone home screens from some of the very talented designers, developers, and tech writers. I will soon be on this if I can get on this. We have Joe Hewitt, the developer of the Facebook application for the iPhone. You know, have you heard about him?
No, I don't know who that is.
Well, he's now you know. John Hicks is a print designer based out of Oxford in the UK. Sean Blank, he's a very good friend of mine. He is the, you know, he's a designer. You know, you just check it out. First and 20, and they talk about all these applications. I've actually learned about this one application called Deliveries. We'll talk about this later in the show. But it's a great way to find out new applications that you've never heard of that, you know, people really famous or, you know, maybe people in your profession like. So that's first and 20, the number 20, .com. And so, you know, Jordan, have you checked this site out? Jake?
You gotta quit calling me Jordan.
Jake, what do you think about this site?
The one with the home screens? Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of cool. I don't know how long I could stare at it, though. I don't know how long it would keep me interested looking through everybody's homepage. I mean, I see a lot of things in common, like almost like, okay, for instance, all of them have the weather app. The first four that are on this picture here, all of them have the weather app. All of them have, let's see, three of them have Facebook. It's kind of cool. I don't know if I really care necessarily what an internet celebrity is using.
Yeah. I mean, I found out about like three or four applications, or maybe a couple more than four applications that, you know, are different. Like
here's what I'd rather see. I would rather see their second and third pages is what I'd rather see.
Well, if you actually take some time, I was taking some time because I was really interested in this website the other day when I just found out about it. I was taking some time and I was reading, you know, you click on the iPhone, it has a big blown up picture, and then it has some information about him. And then if you read the information about him a little bit towards the down, it says, if you want to know what's on my second page, you know, this is what we have, stuff like that. They don't have pictures of it, but I would like to see. I agree with you, Jake. You would see the iPhone, and then you would be able to, you know, maybe flick or press, you know, a next button and see what's on their second page. So you can see what's on their, you know, whole iPhone from this one website.
Right. So, yeah, definitely. Because on the first page, you're going to see mostly, you know, the normal stuff like phone,
the main applications,
Facebook,
that they use.
Mail, Safari,
yeah,
App Store, iTunes. That's what most people consistently use. The second and third pages, though, that's where they, that's where you really see what someone's using. And in fact, while we're doing this, I'm going to send you a picture of my second and third pages so you can check.
I'll do that after the show. But all right, let's move on to something else. Apple launches new environmental publicity initiative. So offers an extensive information on the company's green initiatives and provides a closer look at the environmental impact of its products over their company life cycles. So basically it's a website, you know, telling, you know, how they have made their products, you know, much greener and, you know, free. Like, I was listening to a person today talk at my school, and they were talking about this one building, this new college that they had finished, you know, a couple of years ago, that is all, you know, all green, you know, all the desks, the windows, everything, and basically the whole, you know, room is, or college, basically college building is all green, like recycled. So that's great. There's, you know, helping the world and stuff like that, which is, so this is pretty interesting that Apple has done this for us to see how they're making their, you know, stuff greener and safer. One thing I saw, Jake, when you tweeted, AT&T has dropped the refurbished iPhone 3G prices as low as $49. You want to talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, that is such a cool thing. I know so many people, you know, and I'm sure you remember about a year ago, year and a half ago, when it was, you couldn't get it unless you paid like $300-$400 for an iPhone. That was the biggest reason most people didn't have iPhones. And now that we're so far along the way, now that we're on the third generation version, the older generations you can get for so cheap. I think it's definitely a good move to sell it for such a cheap price. It's going to get people to switch over to the iPhone. I mean, why would you spend, like $100 or $200 on some other phone when you can get the iPhone 3G for $50? It it makes total sense. The only problem, though, is that people are forced to use AT&T. And I mean, I don't need to go over that again. We just went over all that. That's the only problem. Is I want to encourage someone to go. When is their contract expiring? Do you know? Doesn't AT&T's contract with Apple expire at the end of this year?
At the end of this year or next year? I'm pretty sure. I think it's 2010. I'm not too sure to say it, but
well, either way, I think it's awesome. I've already told like three of my friends that they can go get a refurbished 3G for $50. Yeah. I've been trying to get my friends to get them.
Well, and you know, my cousin, his birthday's in, not his birthday, but Christmas. Christmas is coming right around the corner. I mean, great thing you could get your kids or if you want to get your kids an iPhone. I have a couple people in my family that, they have, you know, either what's it called? Blackjack or a Blackberry. And I'm going to talk to them, see if I can get them into getting an iPhone. Cause I mean, $50, I mean, for an 8 gigabyte. And that's basically what most people need is an 8 gigabyte. Some people need a 16 cause they have a lot of music, but I mean, 8 gigabytes is for $50 an iPhone that cost me and you, me. Well, how much did you pay for the first iPhone when it came out?
The first iPhone I paid like, $600. What was it? $400.
Well, did you get it after the price drop or before?
Yeah, I got it. As soon as the price dropped, I was like, I'm getting it. And that's when
a week after my phone broke. Like, I had before then I had the Razor. What phone did you have before your iPhone?
Oh, I don't even remember. I had some crappy old phone.
Well, my Razor, you know, broke or something like that.
Worse than a Razor. Whatever I had was worse than a Razor. Well, I know that.
It broke and, it was over the summer too. It was pretty cool. Over the summer I got a Razor, and then you know, it was September time when the iPhone price dropped, and I was like, I'm getting an iPhone. That's it.
When I got my first generation iPhone, I canceled my contract with the carrier I was with before. I paid like the $200 termination fee, and then went and got it. So really, I did end up spending about $600.
Well, I was already on AT&T, so it was great. I just, you know, my phone broke. I went in there and I said, you know, I need an iPhone. It was $400. And I was like, what, 13, four, I was 14 years old. And I was like, my mom was like, what are you going to do with an iPhone? I said, you don't want to know. I mean, it's
everything.
Yeah. And so I collected money from my family. I was like, I need a new phone. You know, I was starting high school.
While we're walking down memory lane, I remember before there was any iPhone, when it was a rumor, and I was like, man, Apple's actually going to make a phone? Like, it was such a weird idea.
Yeah.
That a computer company would jump into the phone world, or at least that Apple would jump into the phone world.
Well, hey, I mean, it turned out great, didn't it?
Oh, it's awesome. Best phone out there, in my opinion.
I got it right after. So it was like $400 and I collected money from family members, but that was great. So, moving on from, and $99 for the, 16 gigabyte model, which is.
So you have the 3GS, right?
I have the 3GS.
How many gigabytes?
I have the biggest 32, man.
Ah,
32. Yeah. Like, go big or go home.
I got the 16.
What color?
Black. What'd you get?
White. I got white.
Yeah, the white. Why'd you pick the white?
Let me tell you. I had white. I had a choice of getting black or white last year, and I said, you know, black, because you know everyone's going. And I was with my dad, and my dad was like, "What are you getting?" I said, "I'm getting 16 black," and he's like, "All right." And so he gets 16 black, just like me. And yeah. You know, I get the 16 black, which I had the 8 gigabyte first generation. So I was like, you know, I'm going to step it up to 16 because my 8 gigabyte was getting full. So I got the 16, and then, really there was no color preference on the first generation. So, you know, I said, let me get black. And I had a bunch of people, you know, saying, you know, they were getting white. Like, it was pretty funny because I got mine. It came out on a Friday. I got it on that Friday. And then Billy had said, I'm getting the black. And then I had another friend call and say, I'm getting the black. And so I had a bunch of friends, you know, getting, you know, black. And so I was like, yeah, let me get the black. And then, you know, for the night before, I had heard a bunch of people getting white, but I never really. And, Daniel Brusilowski, you all know him. He's been on the show before. he said he was getting white, and he said Scoble had, you know, talked him into getting white. And I said, you know, I don't know why, you know, I'd never found out why. But then I got the black, and I, you know, I had it, and I didn't really like it. I hate the black. Like, I had got it. I had, you know, I get all these cases to review in the mail. So I would, you know, I would try on all these cases and I got sick of it. And, you know, I got sick of changing cases, but I finally put it in this one case. In this one case, I would take it out every once in a while. And my whole iPhone, basically, it was all scratched on the back just because I'm putting it in so many cases.
Okay.
So, wow. And I didn't like the fingerprints or anything. I got the white one. I love it. I love it.
And the white one doesn't show all the scratches and stuff?
I haven't got that many scratches. I've only got like a little minor scratch. I don't know where from, on the little Apple, the little scratch. I mean, I don't really care. I don't look at the Apple. I look at the screen is what's most important. So
yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But I do have it. I have my white iPhone in a white case, which is great. And great case, in case is a great.
I've seen that. I've got a friend who's got one of those.
What case do you have, Jordan?
Jake. Name's Jake.
Jake, yeah, Jordan.
You're going to have to go back and dub over or something because it's ridiculous.
I'll just take it Jordan. Jake. What case?
Or I could pretend to be Jordan.
Okay, pretend to be Jordan. If I call you, you respond to any name I call you because you're the only one on the show. So.
Okay, cool. You know what? Jordan makes fun of me for this, but I don't have a case on my iPhone. I don't have a case and I don't have a screen protector. Nothing.
Okay.
I've got nothing on it.
I hate screen protectors. You know why? Because I had a person that had an iPod Touch and they put a screen protector on it. And I saw the bubbles and I said, no way. No way I'm not going to have any bubbles.
Well, I've had screen protectors before, but I take a lot of time when I put them on. I make sure there are no bubbles. And if you've got it with no bubbles, I think it's good. Because I've had with my Edge iPhone, the original iPhone, I had a screen protector on it and I scratched it up. I dropped it on concrete. It was all scratched, peeled it off, and it was like brand new. And then I just put a new one on.
Well, if I get a screen protector, I'm going to have you put it on because, I mean, you're going to take your time. That'd be great. Cause
you got to take your time. I'm not patient.
Yeah. Patient. But, I don't have a screen protector on my 3GS. And tell you the truth, I love not using a case. Like sometimes, like I just use a case for school because it's in my pocket and, you know, I'm bumping into things and I'm taking it out of my pocket every once in a while. I don't want it to fall on the ground and, you know, break. So I, you know, usually on the weekends, I don't use a case because I just don't like using a case. I'd rather, you know, feel the iPhone, you know, its form factor without having a case.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so, that's one big reason I don't put a case on is because it's already like if I put a case on it, I ruin the aesthetics of it. I ruin the look because it already looks awesome. It's thin. It's just thin enough. It's once I put a case on it, it becomes thicker, it becomes bulkier. I don't know. I don't like how it feels once I put a case on it.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you. New Intel introduces the Quad i7. The Core i7 quad core mobile processors. Now you can, you know, have the extreme processor running at 2.0 gigahertz and capable of ramping to 3.2 gigahertz was also released. So that's great that we can have a computer now that running 3.20 gigahertz. So I would love to have like a Mac Pro maxed out with that, but, too expensive. Jake. You gotta correct me on that. Jake, what computer do you have? What Apple?
Do you want to know? I've got desktop and I got a laptop. And my desktop, unfortunately, is a PC. I know you're a big Mac fan. Do you have a PC? Do you even own one?
I wish my answer would be no, but we do have a Dell laptop.
You wish it would be no, huh?
Running Windows 7. Hey, running Windows 7 beta or whatever. But I did order. I still have pre-ordered the Windows 7, the Home Edition or whatever. I'm gonna install on that, and you know, just use it when people like I have family people that come over and they need, you know, sometimes they want to check their email. I give them the PC, crappy PC. I do have a Hackintosh now, and I want to be.
Okay. I had one of those.
I have a Hackintosh, a Dell Mini 9, and I want to be invited to a Windows 7 party because I know I actually have a couple people that are. you know, hosting it, a couple friends of mine, I want to go to a Windows 7 party. And I told them that they said, well, one of my friends said, well, we're going to have to install it on virtual machines because all we have is Macs. And I said, well, I have a Dell Mini that I don't mind. You know, I know how to reinstall OS X. I mean, it takes me maybe, you know, an hour and a half to install OS X on it again. Cause I've done it maybe three or four times. So just install Windows 7 on the netbook and, you know, test it out. You know, if I like it, you know, maybe keep it and just use Windows 7. I know I'm not going to like it.
I'm a big gamer, so that's why I've got the desktop PC, is so that I can play any game that comes out.
I understand.
But you know, personally, I do love the Macs. I am definitely a Mac fan. If I had to pick one or the other, I would go with a Mac. And right now, I do have the computer I'm using right now at this moment is my MacBook. It's not a Pro; it's just a MacBook. But
white, black,
works great for what I need to do.
White or black?
Black.
I think you probably have the same one as mine. Did you get it? How many gigahertz does yours have?
I think it's two. Let me double check that real quick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yours is a generation before mine. I got a 2.2, and then how much RAM do you have in yours?
2 gigabytes.
Yeah, that's the max out in yours, right?
I don't know.
I added the RAM. I have 4 in mine, so.
All right, you win.
I win.
I'm not saying my MacBook is nice. I definitely would much rather have a
17 inch like Jordan.
Yes, and you know what? I'm grateful, but I'm so jealous.
Yes,
every time I see it. Do you know how he got that new one?
Yeah, I know exactly the story. I heard the story. Yeah,
that's messed up.
It was crazy. It was
because he had the
2.33. Power PC or
whatever it was before it was the single aluminum.
Yeah. And he didn't pay anything for his first one, and he didn't pay anything for his second one. He's a lucky son of a gun.
Mooch. He's a mooch is what he is.
All right. There's rumors about MacBooks and iMacs being updated in October, usually like they have every year, which is great. I hope something good, because I'm planning on buying a MacBook Pro before I go to South by Southwest, not WWDC.
WXSW. SXSW. There it is.
SXSW.
We'll get it eventually.
So I can't wait for that. I need to buy a new MacBook Pro, so I'm probably going to wait after the revamp that they're going to be doing.
What do you think they're going to do with the iMacs? Do you think they're going to change the entire look of it?
They could. I have mixed feelings on this. Well, you know, I think they could stay the same. Maybe change the prices a little bit. Maybe update the processors, or you know, I don't know. But then also, I can think that we could see maybe an iMac looking like the LED screen that they have.
Okay.
LED cinema display. Actually, I want one of those LED cinema displays, but man, I need to get a job somewhere around.
You think? I think they're supposed to be putting in a SD slot, right? SD memory slot.
They're saying that, but did you see an Express Card slot on the iMac? Have you ever seen an Express Card slot in an iMac? No.
Yeah. Oh no, no, not
no,
on
no,
an iMac.
No, 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 not an iMac. So I don't think they would put an SD. Well, I would like an SD card slot
it would make sense since they put the SD card slot in their new MacBook Pros.
Yeah,
that they'd put one in the iMac. It would make sense. Like,
I don't know. Well, the question is where? Under the CD drive?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Yeah, maybe under the CD drive. Maybe anywhere.
Okay.
Put it anywhere.
Well, and the MacBook Pros and the white MacBook. I could see maybe they transforming that into a unibody and keeping it the same price, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just thinking about that a few days ago. Why would anyone buy for $1,000 the MacBook when for $200 more you can get a MacBook Pro?
Although all the schools are buying those MacBooks though, because I know a lot of schools this year that they started out giving MacBooks to their students, and they were all the white ones because they were the cheap.
Yeah, I guess if you're buying a lot, it would make sense. You know, $200 adds up.
Yeah. So, I mean, usually, you know, students and everything like that, they spend their money on the cheap, you know, the white one. Because, I mean, they just need a computer that can, you know, do what a computer can do.
Well, what computers do you have? What are you using right now?
I have I have the black MacBook that is my main computer.
Okay.
Which is very slow for me because I like something fast. So our whole family uses an iMac 20-inch.
Okay.
And then actually everybody in my family has a Mac except for my mom. She uses the iMac. My brother has his own MacBook. My dad has a MacBook Pro, which I'm very envious of. He has a new MacBook Pro unibody. He got it actually right before the revamp in WWDC. So he got it right before that, which he was kind of bad at. But then I have my Hackintosh that I use at school and I use, you know, to travel. But, you know, tomorrow going to a bar camp,
So you've got a Hackintosh on what, a laptop?
Yeah, a laptop, a Dell Mini 9.
Man, I tried to Hackintosh my desktop PC. I had a different hard drive I was using. I couldn't get it to work. I couldn't get it to I was trying to use iMovie and it had something about Glide graphics or some kind of graphics thing that wouldn't work.
Maybe you had to do something with the graphics card you had in the.
I don't know. I ended up giving up. I was like, screw this. This is ridiculous. Because I spent like days on it trying to get it to work.
I would have just installed Ubuntu or Debian and used it as a server, which I did with one of my old computers. I have a home server running Debian, which is pretty great because I can store all my files on there and I can, you know, I can do a lot of things with it. But yeah. Moving on to the last story of the day, and then we got a couple other things to discuss. TomTom car kit for the iPhone has been priced at $119 in the U.S. Now, the TomTom announces that the TomTom car kit will have the recommended retail price of 99 euros, which is 100 or 119.95. The TomTom car kit is available this October and will be sold separately from the TomTom application. It will be compatible with the iPhone 2nd generation, 2G, 3G, and 3GS. But I was thinking, couldn't it be available to the iPod Touch?
Yeah. Well, the iPod Touch doesn't have GPS.
They could. It does have the map, though. It does have the map application, and it tells you where you're at.
Yeah, but it uses, like, Wi-Fi and stuff to figure it out.
Well, yeah. I mean, could be in the future, though, that they could put GPS in there. That'd be cool, but here's the problem here. I'm not going to pay $119 for a thing to put my iPhone in a car, and then on top of that, have to pay another $100 for an application.
Wait a second. So you're saying the $119 only covers the silly little
kit.
Dock?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know. It does not.
It doesn't come with the application for the phone?
Now, see, if it did, the TomTom car kit will be available this October and sold separately from the TomTom app.
What?
So
what is the $120 covering?
Car kit. The GPS car kit.
Just the mount,
yes,
and the cables.
That is what my understanding is. That is exactly what my understanding is. And that's what I think it is. Because I saw a couple tweets today that some people are saying, I'm not paying $220 for an application and a mount where I'm not getting I could buy a full GPS. You know, I could probably buy a full GPS for $150 and get it to do everything I want it to do. Plus things that the iPhone application, the TomTom iPhone application doesn't do.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. There's got to be,
you know, something in there.
If it were $120 and it came with the iPhone application, that would make sense to me.
I would
understand that. But $120 just for the mount, that's ridiculous. And then another $100 for the application.
Well, I think the car kit has, you know, some kind of, you know, it allows you to connect it to your stereo. It, you know, allows you to charge your phone. And then I think it has like you connect it and it has, you know, something in there that enhances the GPS positioning or something like that. But I mean, $119 for just that piece is ridiculous. I mean, I don't think, you know, I'm not going to buy it. You know, I might email TomTom, say, here, listen, can you give me a review of the, you know, the car kit or whatever, or the application? I'd be gladly to review it for you guys, but I'm not paying $119. I'm not paying $220 for the car kit and the application. No, there's no way I'm doing that.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Because, I mean, I can buy a car right now and get a built-in GPS for, you know, half the price.
Yeah, definitely.
But enough of that little rant there. I have an application while Jake, you look for your application to review, or if you have already one in mind, I'm going to talk about my application called Deliveries, while I found it on the firstand20.com website. I do a lot of orders through Amazon, and sometimes I order, you know, something when I see, Jordan, have you heard of, I know Jordan's heard of it, but Jake, have you, heard of this website called, woot.com?
Woot. Yeah. Yeah. I've checked that out.
Okay. So I ordered a couple things this past week from Woot, had Woot off and stuff like that. So, it's really cool. I open up the application and I ordered some headphones that were on Woot the other day. And, so I open up the application. First thing comes up is 6 days Woot headphones, the name I gave it, delivered FedEx location, departed FedEx location, Dallas, Texas, and it's delivered by October 1st. So it tells me I have 6 days left. I can click on it. It tells me, you know, my status updated was September. I can view the details online. I can view a map. Now, it's pretty cool. I can click on my settings and I can sort by day. I can sync it to, they have a website where I can sync it to the website and just log into the website. But then I click edit and I have a choice of adding one. And so, first comes up with enter my tracking information. So I can put in that I bought from Amazon.com or Amazon US and or Adobe US and Canada, which I don't know why they would have Adobe on there, because people usually order only one time from Adobe, which is Apple by email address, Apple by zip code. DHL, FedEx, Google Checkout, Japan Post, if people order from, Deal Extreme, which comes from Japan, TNT, UPS, other. Great. Then you put in the image name, the tracking number, and you put a name. It's great. I love it. This is the best application. You know, I've tracker package and all these other tracking packages, things. And I mean, they sucked. I mean, you would put in a number and it would just say, you know, arriving at your house. This thing is amazing. Like the UI and everything, I mean, is just incredible. So I think it's $199, $299, one or two. I think it's $199 in the App Store. Go ahead and check it out. It's called Deliveries. It's another name, but you type in Deliveries and it's the only one that pops up. Now, Jake, do you have an application for us?
Yeah, definitely. And it's actually, it's called Twee, T-W-I-I, and it's a Twitter application. And what's really cool about this is you can't view your Twitter feed. You can't view any replies or messages. You can't view anything. All it is about posting. It's just a real lightweight application for posting a Twitter message. It launches instantly, unlike other applications. Like I use Tweety mostly for Twitter. When I load that up, there's a little bit of a delay where it starts up. And then when it, you know, pings the server and checks for new messages, et cetera. But with Twee, it's all about just posting. So if you post a lot of Twitter messages, it's a great application. It launches instantly. You can put a photo in there, take a picture and put a photo in there. So it's only about posting Twitter messages. And I use it all the time because if something happens real quick or I'm in the car or I'm running around, it's just really fast and really simple. You do have some options. You can make it either black on white or white on black. So black background or white background. And it also has landscape. So if you turn it sideways, it goes landscape. Real simple, really, really simple application. But I love simple applications, things that just work really well and make things a lot easier.
Yeah, I'm checking it out right now. It's
only 99 cents. You should get it and try it out.
I probably will, because I have this one application called Just Update and it's free. But the one thing that I don't like about it is you can't use pictures. And I mean, I'm always tweeting with pictures and stuff like that. And so, I mean, for 99 cents, I mean, it's not a bad deal. And I'm going to be at Bar Camp Tampa tomorrow, and I'm probably going to be tweeting a lot. So I'm going to.
And one more thing is that it supports multiple accounts. So if you have multiple Twitter accounts,
that's one thing that the other application doesn't have. And I'm just putting my password and I'm rolling and I'm purchasing it. Cause I'm going to test this application out. And you recommend it. Seems a good application. So and I saw it in your doc. So I mean, you must use it all the time.
Yeah. Yep.
But you Tweety is your, what about Mac? What's your favorite Twitter application on the Mac?
Oh, actually on, oh, for the Mac? You know, I haven't been using any lately. The last one I used was TweetDeck, but I quit using that a while ago. Now I've just been going through the web browser, just going through my web browser.
Okay, you know,
honestly, I really don't spend much time on Twitter on my Mac. I only use my iPhone.
Really?
Like 90% of the time, I just use my iPhone.
That's cool. You want to tell us a little bit about what do you think about the iPod Nano?
Oh, the new iPod Nano. This is the last iPod Nano I had was one of the old either first or second generation ones. So this
was it color or not color?
No, it was just a black one.
Okay, then you probably had the first generation. I have the first generation sitting up here. I have the third generation sitting in a sound system, and then I have my fourth one sitting or my fifth one actually. It's the fifth one sitting right next to me. I'm getting ready to take that tomorrow to bar camp.
Yeah. Now. So from going from the first generation to this one is a huge step. Some of the things I love the glossy aluminum, like just it's real shiny. It just looks really cool. The only thing about how it feels is it feels fragile. It feels a little fragile to me, but that's because I have I've got the iPod Touch, the iPhone, and then I've got the iPod Classic. And so compared to all those other iPod models, this one definitely feels a little bit more fragile. I feel like I need to be more careful with it. I love that the screen is bigger. It now has a 2.2-inch display, a little bigger than the generation just before it. I love that it has a video recorder. I think that's really cool. I don't understand why they would put the video camera inside the Nano and not the iPod Touch. I mean, of course, I'm sure everybody believes the iPod Touch will eventually get the video camera. I just don't understand why it came to the Nano first. But it does work really well. It takes great video. It doesn't take any pictures, though. Have you been able to take a picture with your Nano?
No.
It's only video. That's another thing. That doesn't make any sense. Why can't I take a picture with the camera? But whatever. It's the placement of the video camera is very, very weird. It's right where I put my hand. So it's I'd rather be able to hold it, and I'd rather have the video camera on the opposite end, more at the top instead of the bottom. But I mean, I can get over that. When I'm taking video, it's got the accelerometer in there, so it knows if I'm at what angle I'm holding it, and so it'll adjust so it can either be widescreen or portrait mode when I'm taking a video. I got the orange colored one. I like the orange. The colors are beautiful. The colors look great. It's got a really sharp display. Really, really beautiful picture. It's definitely brighter than the old first generation, but I'm sure that's to be expected. Really thin. It's just a solid device. I can't think of any other company that can make any kind of product like this to compare it to. I got the 16 gigabyte version. 16? Yep. It's got the 16 gig. It's got a built-in FM radio, which is kind of cool. I don't really care too much about the radio. I'm glad they added it in, because I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that wanted that, and because I know of other MP3 players that you can buy at like Walmart that have FM radios inside of them, and Apple's been the only company that really hasn't done it until now. So I'm sure a lot of people are excited about that. It's got a mic built in, so I can actually play back voice memos or video and or music and listen to it on the without having a headset in. What's weird though is the radio doesn't work unless you have a headset plugged in.
I don't know why, but
the only reason I can, and I'm only guessing, I can only guess that it's because it uses the headphones as some sort of antenna. Maybe it doesn't have an antenna built in, and the headphones become
that
the antenna.
That could be because it says please plug your headphones in to get satellite reception or something like that.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's got a pedometer built in, so I can. It's great for, like, I'm definitely going to be using this iPod for when I go running. To track how far I run and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Overall, I think it's a good update. Definitely worth getting if you have an older model and want to use video. And I love it. I think it's great. It's good. Good update for the iPod Nano line.
Now I'm gonna send you pictures of my screens. This is possible. I selected 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 images in a text message in a multimedia. I'm going to send them all to Jordan and see.
To Jake
and Jordan. I'm going to send them both. to both of you guys. And you know, I don't think, do you have coverage in your house?
Yeah, I do.
Cause I don't think Jordan does.
Yeah, he doesn't. I get full signal.
Yeah. And so, which is, you know, which is great that you get full signal, but, what do you use more, your Google Voice or do you use your iPhone more?
For what? Calling out, making calls?
Yeah.
I use my iPhone for making calls, but, I use Google Voice for text messaging all the time.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. That's why, cause I had gotten a couple of texts from Jake and I text him back and, you know, I sent him a picture through the same text message and it was his Google Voice. He hadn't got it.
Yeah, I've got mixed feelings about Google Voice because it has text messaging, but it doesn't have MMS messaging, so I can't send pictures or video. And I can't make an outgoing call on my cell phone using my Google Voice number. So it's really I have to be online. I have to be on my computer to really take the full advantage of Google Voice. But when I go out and people ask for my phone number, I always give them my Google Voice number now.
Yeah, I have that on my business card. I have one business card with that number, and then I have another business card with my cell phone number. So I'm trying to send you the thing, and it's not going through. It looks like AT&T's got to work in Apple to send multiple photos in a text message because it said there was an error, but because I was trying to send five. But yeah, this has been a pretty long show for us.
What are we at? Like an hour now or something?
50 minutes. 50 minutes.
50 minutes. Awesome.
I don't think we've ever gone this long. It's a record breaking time for the show.
Yeah. Well, hey, do you mind if I plug what I do? And
yeah, I was about to say that. So, what do you do? Who are you? Actually, we should have done that at the beginning, but.
Well, I do a weekly radio show called Digital Life Radio, and it airs on Saturdays at 1 o'clock. Now we were at 3 o'clock, but recently have switched to 1 o'clock. It's on the radio, but if you're around the world, you can also listen live. Our website is digitalliferadio.net, and if you want to listen live, you can go digitalliferadio.net/live, and listen to us live on Saturdays, and that's Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays. And I'm the host along with my co-host Jordan Drake. The two of us host that. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/jkbrwn. And the reason it's all consonants like that is because it's just my name, Jake Brown, without any vowels in it. And I've got a new show starting up called Enough About You, and I'm hosting that one. And actually, you are going to be a guest on my show. We'll record that later on.
Yeah. I really appreciate you being on my show, and I'm going to be on your show, so I appreciate you having me on your show. But
community podcasting, yeah. Community.
We trade services. I'm having you on my show, and you're having me on your show. So which is kind of basically like I'm doing a website for someone, but someone's, you know, doing the logo for my website, you know, something like that. You know, trading services. That's what I call it. But it's been great having you on the show. Follow me, twitter.com/gdrage, G-D-R-A-G-E. You can find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. Please leave questions, comments, anything you have for, you know, Jake and or Jordan for the radio show. If you want, you know, if you have a question for them that you want them to talk about their on their radio show, if you listen to that, if you listen to this show and you want them to answer, you know, just leave a comment or email info@applejuiceshow.com. Thank you very much for listening to the 47th episode of the Apple Juice Show.